all the reports that we get from the ground, from our own team, the UN Disaster Assessment and Coordination Team, who were there in the most affected area 12 hours after it hit, and from other agencies there, and from the government, and everybody who has been able to communicate, the situation is devastating. The super typhoon Haiyan has left a trail of destruction across the middle of the Philippines. Now, the government estimate at the moment that there are 9.5 million people who have been affected, and there are more than 600,000 people who have been displaced by this typhoon.
There are also very differing figures on the number of casualties. Has any figure been arrived at so far?
Not a comprehensive verified figure. We are waiting for the government to make such estimates. We hear a variety of numbers. I think it's clear that deaths have occurred. There's no doubt about it, and in the thousands probably. What is important now is to reach those people who have not been reached yet. There are a lot of areas which are inaccessible to us. Roads are blocked. Bridges have fallen down, airports have been closed, and many of them in the worst affected areas are still closed. So we're still trying to get a handle on exactly how many people need aid, but that is obviously our priority, to get to the people now and provide what they need for their survival.
The UN has offered to provide assistance. What kind of help is the UN providing?
We'll be providing aid in all areas. We have spoken to the government, who is in lead of the operation, obviously. They have indicated to us that some of the most urgent sectors are in terms of shelter. People have had their houses blown away, simply. They need medical assistance. They need food. They need help with clearing roads and so on. They need logistics. And they need water, drinking water. They need sanitation and hygiene activities and relief. Obviously, for instance, an area such as clean drinking water is extremely important to avoid a second wave of illnesses from diarrhea and even death.
How soon do we expect to see aid actually reaching the people on the ground? Because there are reports there's a lot of desperation. People are looting whatever they can find along the way.
People are, of course, trying to get food and to get water by whatever means they have. Aid is coming in. Some of the big United Nations agencies have announced that they are sending tons and tons of aid in. We're talking about food aid. We're talking about aid in terms of medical equipment and what we call emergency health kits. UNICEF has also announced a shipment of several tons of relief. It is difficult to get relief in simply because of the fact that airports and seaports have been closed and damaged.
The damage is extensive. How long do you foresee the assistance going?
It's difficult to give a time scale on that. Every hour, every day counts right now. At the beginning of an emergency of this scale, to save lives, it's really in the first days and weeks that we need to act, and we are doing so. Now, given that we understand and we can see from the images that we get from there that crops have been swept away, we can expect that further down the line, the people of the Philippines will also need help with early recovery, reconstruction, help to get over this in the medium term. But for now, it's really the emergency relief that we are trying to push in.
There's a city called Tacloban where it is reported it's one of the worst hit. What is the situation there? How are people surviving at the moment?
It's exactly at Tacloban that our UNDAC, UN Disaster Assessment Coordination Team, arrived, basically the day after the typhoon hit. So they went right to the center of the devastation. There they have established themselves with hubs to help with the coordination, to help organize the incoming aid that is coming through. They have told us that it is very, very difficult operating environment, simply because the scale of the destruction, the fact that movements are very, very limited. Our people there tells us that, for instance, to make the journey of only 11 kilometers, a round-trip journey from the center of Tacloban where they are to the airport, is 11 kilometers, it takes 6 hours. So that is an indication of the challenges.